Linda had a sense that someone was watching her. He was an old man in the community who was about 3 times older than she was at 17. My father would come home and start asking Linda questions. Why was she wearing a skirt that was too short? Why was she walking down the street in heels that were too high? Dad told Linda, who had seen her doing these things. Linda realized that this man was spying on her and reporting back to my father. When my mother got wind of this, she was very upset and told my father that she didn't trust this man. This was highly out of order, and my father ignored her. A woman had no right to speak out like this, even if the goal was protecting her daughter. Linda and I both could see that even when mother wanted to protect us, she had no power to do so. Mother's fear was that he was angling to marry Linda. Linda feared the same thing. She knew he was a man of power and influence within the community, who, if he went to the prophet, could have nearly any woman he wanted. Once he locked onto Linda, there would be no escape. Linda also knew that mother would drop her concerns about the marriage if the prophet decreed that she should become this man's fifth wife. These marriages were like live animal traps. Linda knew her only hope was to flee before the trap snapped shut and there was no escape. She would be 18 in the fall, which would give her a measure of legal protection. Linda had a childhood friend in the community who was also desperate to escape. Claudel was terrified that she was going to be forced to marry her stepfather. Linda and Claudel began making plans to escape after they turned 18. Claudel had made a friend in Salt Lake City who was not in the FLDS and knew about her despair. Having one friend on the outside, one number to call, was huge, especially since Claudel had returned to Colorado City to live. I had been working at my father's construction company that summer and was being paid $1.25 an hour, but I was saving every dime I made. Mama had gone on a business trip with my father, and Rosie was taking care of the family. Linda had been acting strange for several days, which baffled me. Elaine, one of Linda's best friends, had come over one night, ostensibly to help Linda clean out her room. Linda knocked on my door at 9 o'clock. I was getting ready for bed and was surprised to see her fully dressed at bedtime. Her face was pale and she clutched a large garbage bag. In a whisper, she said, "Carolyn, I am leaving. Some of my friends are taking me to a neighboring community. From there, I'm going to disappear. Some people are going to help me escape." I was stunned. Never, ever would I have guessed that Linda was running away with total strangers. I started to tremble. "Why are you doing that? How can you trust people you don't even know?" Linda shrugged again. "Even if they are bad people, I don't have anything to lose. If I stay here, my life is over. I'm not going to do that. Carolyn, do you think I can borrow $20 from you?" I was numb. I didn't want to lose my sister. I walked over to the dresser drawer where I kept my summer money and handed her the envelope. "Take all of it, Linda. You're going to need it." Linda grabbed me and we hugged. "Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you." She could barely whisper. Our bedrooms were in the basement next to the outside door. Linda went into her room to gather her things. Rosie heard her when she opened the outside door and came to see what was happening. When she saw Linda with the black garbage bag, she asked her where she was headed. Linda's voice was as strong as the unshakable will behind it. "Rosie, I am leaving and there is nothing you can do to stop me because I'm 18 now." Linda bolted through the door. I watched her run until she was swallowed up by the night. Rosie raced upstairs and called my father at the hotel where he was staying. Minutes later, men appeared at our house. They planned to restrain Linda until my father got home, but she was already gone. My father and mother drove all night to get home. As soon as father arrived, he teamed up with Claudel's stepfather. Claudel and Linda had fled together. Her stepfather had brought about 20 men with him to hunt the girls down. My father was tired from driving all night, but I could feel the deeper sadness behind his fatigue and stress. Linda's dash for freedom was a complete disgrace to my father, mother, and entire family. We had lost our status in the community as a completely faithful family.